You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense, stay within your limits, go to gamesense.ab.ca. And our big guest, of course, is the assistant general manager of the Edmonton Oilers. He is the general manager of the Bakersfield Condors. Keith Gretzky joins us once again. Keith, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Great to be a part of it.
Well, Keith, you know what? I always like getting your updates on guys and seeing how things are going. I guess, you know, the big one, lots of people in Edmonton are kind of curious about Connor Ingram. And, you know, he's played, I think, 5 games now. His good first one, to me, looked like a guy on adrenaline. And then, you know, the layoff probably was a factor. I know you guys gave him a weekend off once just to kind of find his game again. How would you evaluate how Ingram and where his game is at right now?
Yeah, you know what? He came in, the first game was great, and you're right, he was probably just on the rush of playing again. He was really good, and then, you know, wasn't as good and was fighting the puck a little bit, and we talked to him, and we took, like, I want to say 10 days of just solid practices, and it's hard when you only play on the weekends, and so we didn't have any games in the middle of the week, and you know what? He had a great 10 days and went into San Diego last week, and I thought he played very good. I thought he was solid. His rebound control was good. He was seeing the puck, which was huge, and I thought he played very well, and he'll play again tonight.
Okay. The other guy, you got Ike Howard back from Edmonton, young guy, very skilled player, and he was on a line with Szymanski and Hudson, and you know that line combined for 3 goals in his first game. Before I get to Howard, because we saw him up here, how is Josh Szymanski fitting into the American League?
Well, you know what? I think he knows his role. He's a hardworking guy. I would say that, you know, how Europeans come over and face us aren't really as important over there as it is over here. And when you're killing penalties or playing on the power play, those are important things. You want puck possession. And I have to give the kid a lot of credit. He's night and day different from the beginning of the year. And you know what? He's a really, really good penalty killer. And he works hard. As you know what? He's been moved up to really the top line and deserves it and has played well.
Now, when I look at Josh Szymanski and his style of play, like realistically, if he's a guy who's going to develop to an NHLer, he's probably like a bottom six center iceman. That's realistic?
Yeah, I see that. He knows it, too. He's a really smart kid. He understands that if he's going to make it, it's going to be starting as a fourth-line guy and try to work his way up. But his biggest thing is his face-offs, killing penalties, and his work ethic. And I think he's really done a really good job of doing that.
Is he physical? Does he use his size?
Yeah, he gets in there. That's surprisingly, you know, the other day we kind of have a little blow up with Coachella Valley, and especially at the end of the game, and they had their some toughness. And you know what? They kind of went after, I think it was Bo Akey, and he jumped. He was the first guy to jump in, you know. And I wouldn't say I was surprised, but I asked him afterwards. He goes, well, he went after a young kid. So, you know what? He kind of will get his nose in there. He's not afraid.
Okay, that's good. Bo Akey, you know, obviously a higher draft pick, second round of the Oilers a few years ago. You know, he's had some injury troubles the last few seasons. Hasn't played a ton of hockey. I know you even sent him down to the ECHL just to get him some playing time. But then he had some injuries, and he's come back up. How's he looked?
You know what? He played, you know what, pretty good for his first game in the American Hockey League. I thought he moved the puck well. You know, I think the biggest thing is it's not where you start, it's where you finish, and hopefully he finishes one day in the NHL. That's our goal with every player. But I think the right decision is to make sure he plays over 20 minutes a game and play in key situations. And that was really the reason why he went down to Fort Wayne. He was really good about it. He understood. We just thought it would be important for him to go down and play a lot. And, you know, from their coaches in Fort Wayne, he was playing real well. And with our injuries, it's, you know, he caught a break and he's up and he's going to play again tonight.
Keith Gretzky, GM of the Condors, joins us. Robbie Arventi, another guy who battled injuries. You guys held him out of back-to-backs to start the season. I noticed he played one the other day. He's got 5 goals, 5 assists, 10 points in 10 games. Big guy who can really skate and not afraid to shoot the puck. Keith, how is he looking now that he's finally healthy?
You know what? He's been very, very good for us. I think, like you said, we want to be on the caution side of back-to-backs, and I'm glad we did. And he hasn't had any issues, and you know, you always want him to play. And the one surprising part about his game is when he wants to be, he can hit pretty good and he hits hard. And I like to see him, you know, bring that into his game a little bit more consistently. He's around the net. He's got a really good shot. And the other night he scored two, and the first goal was just out muscling the D behind the net and does a wraparound. He won the puck battle, and that's where he's going to have to succeed to play in the at the next level.
Okay. You have the one guy down there that has a lot of excitement. He's become a fan favorite already. Is young Connor Clattenburg, right? Like, the fans love him, and I get why. I watched his last game against this guy, hit everything that moved. He ends up getting in two fights, and he gets in two fights because of being physical, and the other team is pissed off, and they're going after him, right? Like, he's not just taking in a fight for the sake of it, at least in that game anyway. His skating's good, Keith. Like, this guy's a ball of energy. Has he surprised you with just kind of how his relentless motor has been in every game that I've watched?
Yeah, you know what? He's a guy that is, when he hits hard. He's like a Mack truck out there, and he doesn't go out of his way. He doesn't take himself out of the play. It's finishing the check on the forecheck. He doesn't go head hunting. The thing is, he's a hockey player. He's being used to kill penalties. So I think it might take a little bit, but his game is growing. I think he's more than a pleasant surprise. And like you said, we're not asking him to fight every game. And, you know, what happens is when you hit a couple guys hard, they're going to come after you. And they did it the other night. And I have to give the kid credit. He turned our team around and gave us a lot of energy. We got home like at 2:30 in the morning from a hard loss and the night before, and he came out and you know what, he brought a lot of energy and brought the team together and you know, we got the win probably because of him.
Well, I was trying to remember the last time a guy was a first star of a game when he had no points, and he's not a goalie. All right. So, you had a few guys with 3 points each and they weren't even the first star. So obviously people appreciated, what he brought to the game. Ike Howard comes down and, you know, obviously I'm sure there's a little disappointment, but he did pick up 2 assists and, you know, it seemed to fit in there. You had a guy like Matt Savoy last year, Keith, and you put him in a ton of situations and obviously it's worked out and he looks like he's NHL ready. Now, I don't know if Howard's going to be necessarily used on the penalty kill like Matt Savoy was or not. They're a little bit different in certain elements. But what's the plan with Howard now that you have him?
I think that, you know, you're right. He's not going to kill like Matt really hadn't killed before. And I think our coaches did a really good job. And, you know, everybody always in the American League goes by wins and losses for coaches. And to me, I've always said it's about developing and we've done a pretty good job down here. Matt was excellent. He bought in. It took a while, to find his game. And same with Ike. He's gonna come in and you know what? I thought the biggest thing was his attitude was great. And you know what it's like. Guys get sent down that, you know, oh, I wish I was in the NHL or I should be in the NHL. And he's not like that at all. He's been a real good soldier, I say. And he's come out and worked hard. I thought his work ethic was great. And, of course, the skill level is just, you know, getting your confidence, handling the puck. And we're going to use him on killing penalties. Will it be as much as Savoy? I'm not too sure. But he's going to get, you know, some touches on the PK and get him used to doing that. And I think it's really important. It's another, you know, bullet in the gun to be used in the NHL. So that's why Clattenburg's the same way. We want to give these kids opportunities to succeed and to be used as, you know, in Edmonton. And I think Howard is his passing was unbelievable the other night. He could have had a couple goals. So I think the biggest thing is when you come down, you have to come down with a good attitude and understand, hey, it's for the best of you. It's easy to say and hard to do. And right now, Howard's been really good with his attitude.
Well, he'll definitely add more skill to your lineup, no question about it. As Keith Gretzky, the GM of the Condors, joins us. They're in action tonight, taking on Calgary's AHL affiliate, the Wranglers. Another guy who's young and, you know, he was went in the draft, didn't sign in Buffalo. You guys signed him. Marhala has 13 points in 14 games for a rookie, which is really impressive. I think a lot of people don't realize how hard it is to be a point of game player almost in the American League, Keith. Like, the two games I've watched, what stood out to me is his ability to transport the puck especially through the neutral zone. Is that kind of his forte? And when you look at his game, what are the areas that he's going to need to round out to be a guy who maybe could be a call-up down the road?
You're right. He's a kid that is a transporter. I haven't seen too many guys. Like, he'll make moves that you go, wow, you know, and like, not too often you see that in the American League, and especially in the neutral zone or just inside the offensive zone. He really dangles well. He was another guy like Szymanski, wasn't good on his faceoffs at the beginning. He's working on it every day. He's gotten, you know, a lot better, night and day difference. For me right now, it's just core strength and a little bit more quickness. And you know, it's hard, like you said, to get points in the American League. And what he's done so far is hats off to him. And, you know, you get put in situations to succeed. And he runs he's on the first power play unit. And you go out and kill penalty the other night when it was a 5-on-3. He's taken important faceoffs. That's learning down in the American League. And he's done a really good job.
The veteran, Atro Leppinen, how is he adjusting to the American League?
I think he's getting better. I think it's you know, when you're a defenseman, it's harder. I think it's coming over here, it's more forechecking, more physical. I thought his compete levels raised up, his intensity's raised up. I always say for the Europeans, you know, it's usually 20 games, even kids out of college and junior. It takes you a while to get going. But I think Leps has gotten better. He's moving the puck. And, you know, the one thing he does is likes to engage in the offense, and that's important for us. That's what we're looking for.
Keith Gretzky joins us. You know, Keith, you have, this is an influx of some new guys to your team. And I know he's still a younger guy. He's 27, and maybe he's 28 even. James Hamlin's a guy who's had some cups of coffee in the NHL, and obviously that's still the goal, is to get there. But you know what? As like kind of quasi third line, maybe. I'm not sure how you'd classify it if you really have a third line necessarily. But you know, he has 5 goals, 7 points in 9 games, and is he kind of quietly become like your veteran leader up front?
Yeah, you look at it, and I know it's hard to, you know, plus minuses, and he leads our team in plus minus with, I think it's +7, and this guy is what you want in a player. And you know what, he's great in the locker room, but his work ethic on the ice, it just, I think, rubs off on people. I believe in that. I think he's a guy that brings everybody into the fight with his work ethic, as you know, probably the tops, the way he's out there, and he gives us all. And you know, I think it rubs off on people. You watch him block shots, and you know, the other night we're 6-2, and Szymanski's out there blocking a shot, and I'm like, gee, that's rubbing off. You know, that's what it's about. And I think, you know, Hammer is a guy that's underrated. I really feel that as a player that, you know, like you said, he could be on the third line and be on the first line. And, you know, he's out there killing penalties. And you know, he, like I said, he's a guy you want on your team.
Two other young D-men, Carfagna and Luke Prokop. How have they looked?
They've looked really good. I think Luke and Josh Brown are both leading our team in plus minus on the back end, both +5. And I think, you know, you look at Carfagna, he's now getting a chance with Dineen hurt. He's going to get on the second power play unit. So I think now is his time again, like Atro, you're going to see what he can do when you get the ice time, you put in situations. So it's going to be a good couple of weeks to see what he can do. And Luke's been a real pleasant surprise. I think, you know, in our heads, he was probably heading to the East Coast League, and we told him that when we signed him. And you know what? He's played very well. He's learned to kill penalties and use his size.
Speaking of the ECHL, you have two young goalies down there, and I know that a big reason why they were sent there was because you want them to play. And so they're both playing. You know, Johnsson was obviously off to a red-hot start. Realistically, Keith, because I know you've been doing this for a long time, and when you look at that goalie position, like Stuart Skinner, I could name tons of goalies who start in the ECHL. That's just where it is because there's playing time, right? You don't want a young guy to be a backup in the NHL that doesn't play very much. What would it take, you know, is it realistically like, maybe in the new year, if you know, one of them's still on a roll, that's when you'd look at maybe a call-up to the AHL? Is that kind of how it works with goalies?
Yeah, you know what? Our biggest thing is, and we really haven't talked about it, it's so early. And the one good thing, it's like when Howard came down, you have to come with a good attitude. And when I talked to both of them, they were really, really good on understanding why they were going. Janssen, especially, you know, coming from Europe, it's a big adjustment. And
yeah,
you think you're going to the American League. And we had talked to him in the summer and said, hey, this could happen or whatever. We didn't really know. And you know what? I think they're in a great spot. I believe, like you said, you got to play games and play meaningful games and win games and learn to be a pro and come to the rink every day. And it doesn't matter where you start. And you know what? They've both been really good down there. And you know what? They just got to keep growing. And then when we have a chance, we'll visit it and see what we do.
How's your golf game, Keith?
It's rained 6 days straight here.
Oh, I sense some frustration there. All right. Yeah. Now, that's rare, isn't it, in Bakersfield to rain that much?
We've never seen this much rain. I think it was like 1953 was the closest time. So it's like, okay. Yeah, they probably needed it. Oh. And everybody says, oh, this is great. And I'm like, really? They just love the rain. So it's today was the first little bit of sun, so it's good.
All right. Well, enjoy the game tonight. As always, great to catch up with you.
Anytime.
Continued success. You bet.
You got it. See you, Jason.